Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We are down one today because Scott has some issues to deal with, family stuff. We wish him the best. He might be gone for a couple of weeks, but in the meantime,
that's not what I heard. I heard that they almost had him.
I heard
I heard they raided his house.
Yeah. Oh no!
And he got out the back door, got in his little roller skate of a car, and zipped away.
So that's what we're going with. All right.
And I think they had combined. I think it was Boy Scouts, FBI. I think there was
Interpol. Well,
they all went after him.
It was like a JSOC thing, right?
So it's just us today. I'm Brian Drake. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Hey, doing all right, buddy.
And then to my right and your left is Coach. How are you, Coach?
Hey.
We talk about anything and everything on the show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
What do we have going on today? Quite a bit, actually. Water prices in San Diego going up. Maybe this will come to the rest of California soon. It's beginning to sound a lot like Trump really wants Canada. Can't imagine why. Drinking Coke.
We should mention that you're wearing America's hat right now.
I am. I am wearing a beanie that has Canada, says Canada on it. My wife picked it up cheap, so, it keeps my head warm, though.
It's America's hat.
That's right. Yeah. Drinking Coke gives you big balls, which is why my pants don't fit. I thought it was because of the extra 10 pounds I was carrying.
Do you drink a lot of Coke?
I do.
Yeah.
Boo.
dang.
Ziggy works
I was going to say, are we going to divulge that?
Yeah, we should. Ziggy works for Pepsi.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa. Pulled your covers, man.
Damn.
But
not anymore.
RFKJ is trying to outlaw that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a plan.
He does.
And then late car payments becoming a problem. This might be the first sign of some economic issues we're going through. Trump cancels military exercises with Europe, which is interesting. Tesla vandalism getting worse. And then AOC, everybody's favorite New York senator, billing taxpayers for her dance lessons and tacos.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll... hopefully get to all of that today. We always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us on the way to the studio or in the days prior. Does anybody have anything?
I had a fun visit yesterday. My kids came and showed up. I planned a few days before to have my daughter over. Asked her what she wanted to eat. I'll make you some special dinner. She said, I haven't had porcupine meatballs in forever. Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're having it, right?
What are porcupine meatballs?
Stop. You did not say that.
I did. I don't know what those are.
So I can't believe you said that. This was my mom's specialty. No, I swear to God, growing up, we had porcupine balls.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Aren't they the time.
They're freaking delicious. They're meatballs with rice in them.
Oh.
And tomato sauce.
That does sound good.
Tomato sauce.
But this was, back in the day when it was tuna salad, tuna casseroles and, making your... food dollars go a long way.
Right.
My mom was, I used to be able to eat a pan of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll have to try them sometime.
No, so that was planned out like Thursday or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday afternoon, maybe 2-3 o'clock, my son calls me.
Hey, Dad. Heard you're making porcupine meatballs.
I'm like, yeah,
I told you, man.
Yeah, yes, I am.
Well, I'm just making sure you're making enough because I'm coming too.
You know what, dude?
That
next
was awesome.
Time you make those things,
I'll give you a call.
You need to give me a call because I would have no idea how to make them, but I would love to eat them again.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, that was a big thing growing up.
All right.
Yep. Like I said, tuna casserole, porcupine balls, spaghetti, stuff that...
I remember the other stuff, and we never
stretched
did.
A long way. Well, porcupine balls was a big one.
Wow.
Right?
Yep. All right.
Yeah. And like I said, real simple.
Oh, yeah.
But hers were so good.
Yes.
Yeah, I just...
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll like my balls in your mouth, Coach.
Let's go.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go. I would be honored.
See, this is what happens when Scott's not here. We immediately start making ball jokes. I made the first one. And
what was the first one?
About Coke making your balls big, which is why my pants, which is why my pants don't fit. Yeah. Anyway. So, Coach, anything?
That's just wistful thinking.
Yeah. Anything on your end that was crazy lately? Any new Tesla Cybertruck vandalism on your end?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I got it fixed. I got the windshield replaced.
Okay.
Yeah. $2,800 to replace the windshield of that thing.
Wow.
Now, I have insurance that covers that.
Yeah. So yeah.
It was $100 to me.
Thank God for that.
But, nah.
Well, why don't we...
That just makes no sense.
Yeah, well, let's talk. I don't have anything today, so we might as well get into our topics. But let's go to the Tesla vandalism here. Anger at Elon Musk turns violent with Molotov cocktails and gunfire at Tesla lots. The woman in the black hoodie walked onto the Tesla car lot prepared to inflict damage. She came with four Smirnoff ice bottles filled with gasoline, flung them at electric vehicles parked around the dealership, and watched as they burned. Over the course of 13 days, starting January 29th, according to court records, Lucy Grace Nelson made repeated trips to the Tesla car lot in Loveland, Colorado. On one, she sprayed Nazi in black under the dealership's entrance. On another, she ignited the Molotov cocktails near a Cybertruck. She also allegedly used red spray paint to scribble a message on the car dealership entrance doors, F. Musk. Nelson's lawyer declined to comment on the case. Why is everybody going nuts about Elon?
Well, you know, it's. I was reading through the rest of this. I think that did we talk about last week about the woman I met? At the hospital
decided to start yelling at you. Yeah,
freaking out, right?
Right.
And I still just every time I talk to any of my lefty friends, you know, I get that question: do you like what he's doing? And I still, I'm just amazed by it because he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, when we start really talking about the amount of waste that he is finding, and again, you know, that's his job. Why is that a bad thing? And he's not doing anything. Any action is by Trump.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but this is... The article continues here. Since President Trump's inauguration, more than a dozen violent or destructive acts have been directed at Tesla facilities.
Are you seeing this?
What part of it?
Littletown, Massachusetts. There's a picture. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, five superchargers on fire.
Yeah. Wow.
Which, I mean, that just goes back to the Dems saying, you know, talking about J6 and all this stuff. And, you know, which was... In comparison, pretty tame to even this.
Right.
And, this is okay, but that was carnage.
All I got on this is that liberals are unhinged and it's a mental problem, and it really is.
Well, you know, the one thing, though, is now it does relieve a little pressure off the Trump derangement syndrome.
So that was Musk derangement.
No, it's a thing. You hear less and less about that, and more about Elon. And I think Elon gets a kick out of it.
I kind of get a kick out of it. I mean, somebody asked me, you know, what do you think of Elon? And I said, well, personally, he can choke on his tiny daughter's dick for all I care. But I love how he...
Does he have a tranny daughter?
I think the tranny daughter or the tranny son, I don't remember. But anyway,
He's got so many kids that
it's
hard to keep track.
That's true. I mean, I'm not a fan... In general, I mean,
of Elon?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. Hold on a second. He has some good, you know, good work ethic and a good, you know, good attitude. And I don't dislike him.
It certainly sounds like want him to choke on his tranny daughter. Well,
no, he said he could.
Yeah, I'm just not. he doesn't do much for me. I mean, it's like he exists. That's fine. You know, go in Christ. You know, go do your thing. But I love how he riles up the liberals.
He is one of the most brilliant minds of our time.
I understand that. And that's great. But
one of the most innovative.
Yeah. He knows how to get stuff done. I understand. I appreciate all of that.
Stuff that nobody thinks about. I mean, all of it.
But it's just, I'm just not a huge fan. And, you know, it's like, go do your own thing and go do it well. I appreciate you. I'm not going to grovel at his feet. Right. And I just,
you know. He's Taylor over Tesla.
But hold on a second. who's talking about groveling at his feet?
Nobody. But
you are.
There are people that really like him, like the way they would like
him. I know him personally.
Yeah. Well, and that's right.
And I mean, I would never even say that, you know, I certainly didn't. I mean, I dealt with him for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know him. Like, know him.
Right. Well, you know him well enough that anything I say is probably going to be, hey, wait a minute. That's not, you know, the guy I know is pretty swell. And I get that. It's just, I'm just not a
God, how old is he?
I'm old enough. Look,
swell?
It's just, just what I pulled out of my ass.
I don't think I've ever used that word in my whole life.
I'm sure he's a fine man.
Drake, you're swell.
Thank you.
Just a whole bunch of tomfoolery this morning.
That's right. Yeah. But no, I'm just... you know, it's just like I appreciate that he exists and what he does, and that's about it. So it's like I really don't have, you know, an opinion one way or another, but I just love how he riles up the left. And
you know, I heard just the other day, he's sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
Of the Dwight Eisenhower
right.
office building.
Well, he would sleep on the floor of his facilities when they were building the cars at first. You know,
well, in Palo Alto, he had a little couch
right.
in his office.
I mean, the dude knows how to dedicate his attention to a task. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I am more interested in how he riles up liberals for no apparent reason, and how yes, he seems to get off on it. And that's
it's like, you know, yeah, it's like you want to do that. That's great. He's doing what he's been asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
And which, you know, again, it's so far past due time for mm-hmm. us to, you know, again, we talked about it last week, $600 toilet seats, $900 hammers, which the government has always done. Again, I remember being a kid, my dad complaining about that stuff, you know, and that would come out every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And people would go, oh,
that's crazy. But nothing would happen.
You know, but we're talking decades and decades and decades of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's about time.
Yeah. That's the vandalisms on the cars already bought that just confuses the hell out of me.
Well, no. Like,
he already got his money.
There were some people that were
not hurting him.
Putting.
Hurting Coach.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
But
don't like
that. Putting signs.
Yeah.
Sell your Tesla or we're going to burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
You have 2 weeks or what, you know, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there.
You ain't hurting Elon none.
There was a very. She has since deleted her Twitter account, but Alyssa Milano, the actress, she put a tweet out saying that she had gotten rid of her Tesla, and that she had bought a Volkswagen electric car instead. And she was like, "I choose to spend my money on people who aren't fascists." and Twitter and the whole and right wing Twitter was like, "Okay, who's going to tell her?" apparently so many people told her that she deleted her Twitter account and she hasn't been speaking her mind since.
She didn't learn after GoFundMe, huh?
No.
Come on. Actresses and actors should not speak their mind.
That's right. That's right.
Because most of them don't have one.
Just entertain us, funny people.
That's right.
And then go back to your...
All right. We are running out of time on this segment, but I want to get to AOC. A tweet here, AOC got dance lessons on 12/13/24 from Bombazo Dance Company Incorporated and made U.S. taxpayers cover the $850 bill.
That's an interesting way to put that, by the way.
Yeah. On the same day...
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, she had dance lessons for...
No.
Hmm?
You said made...
She made the U.S. taxpayer. Yeah, she billed the lessons on her expense account or something like that.
Okay, well, that's not making them.
Yeah, that money is coming out of...
Yeah, but they didn't know about it. She didn't make them pay for it.
Okay.
She stole the money and paid for it.
Okay, there you go.
Come on, that's a huge distinction.
Yeah, and then she got more dance lessons from Juan D. Gonzalez, paid him $3,700. And then on 9/18/24, AOC spent $3,384 for food at Taco Bamba Shrillington. AOC pretends to work for the American people. What she's really doing is wasting tax dollars so she can dance and throw parties. Isn't she just precious?
Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about government waste, yeah.
You know, just, again, it's just the fact that this is allowed, and that people are not brought up on charges or made to repay it.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Oh, does that mean we're up on a break? Yeah, okay.
I didn't know this made silly noises.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, it caught my attention.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, then, let's take a break. We'll continue with this in a minute. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Scott today. He is out dealing with some stuff, so it's just going to be the three of us for a little while. AOC wasting taxpayer money. A prime example of government waste. Her existence, does that count as government waste?
Oh, of course it does. Yeah. Come on, give me a break.
She sure is cute, though.
Back to the bar. She's one of those that, like, she's cute until she starts talking.
I know, but it's like, I'll filter that joke out, but that's... Drinking Coke gives you big balls. Let's go to that story.
Yes, it's called, actually, it's called testicular cancer.
Okay. The headline from the Independent UK, drinking Coke and Pepsi may increase testicle size and testosterone, according to a study. The study conducted by researchers at the Northwest Minzu University in China and published in the scientific journal Acta and... Acta Endocrinol set out to determine the impact of carbonated beverages such as Coca-Cola and Pepsi on fertility. As noted by the study authors, previous studies have linked soda consumption to harm in reproductive functions, reducing sperm quality and mobility. Researchers also relied on testing animals for this study. They found the opposite was true when it came to testosterone and male hormone, the male hormone produced mainly in the testes and testicle size. To test their hypothesis, the researchers studied groups of male mice. The first group drank only water, while the remaining groups drank varying levels of Coke and Pepsi. And why am I going to an ad here? Over the 15-day period, the scientists performed tests on mice to analyze the effects, and the study found that the testes of the mice that drank just Coke and Pepsi were significantly increased on day 15.
See, this goes, we have this in business, right? You read, you have an email, but you don't read the whole thing. You don't read to the end.
Right.
So this one goes on to say, although the study suggests that males may experience increased testicle size and testosterone production as a result of soda consumption, the researchers reiterated that the findings contradict previous studies. One such previous study includes a survey of 2,500 men, not mice, by the way. So, you know, that suggested sperm quality was reduced by 30% when 1 liter carbonated beverage was consumed every day.
Nice.
Okay. So Coke is a good form
science.
Of
science.
So Coke is a good form of birth control.
Science.
No. When
you question Fauci.
Yeah. So no. This means that
you're questioning science.
Right. So this is Coca-Cola. Then is a good form of birth control. So. Nice.
No, I think it's all BS. Is what I think it is. Right. It's all government waste. Yeah. Ooh, that's important. Let's spend billions on that.
Well, this was done in China, so, you know.
Looking at mouse testicles.
But I thought that was hilarious. And it's like, really, the reason my pants don't fit is because all the Coke and Pepsi is adding 10 and 20 pounds here and there. And if I would just stop, I would probably lose a lot of that.
You're believing that, huh?
Sugary beverages. I mean, you do gain weight when you drink a lot of that stuff.
Of course you do.
So that's why I'm saying my pants don't fit because I drink too much of it. And if I were to stop drinking it, I would probably lose that excess weight.
Yeah. And your balls would shrink up.
Yeah, you should have been playing AC/DC during this bit.
Yeah, but I don't want the copyright strike, you know. Let's go to...
That actually would have been...
I know. Perfect, that it would have been perfect, but then Spotify would have had a cow, so...
Right.
Do we want to talk about Canada being the 51st state? Ooh, I don't know if I care.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't care?
I just don't know if I care about the topic. I know for sure I don't want Canada as the 51st state.
Really? Why?
We're full. All right. Remember Christmas Vacation? Yeah. Esther's full. All right. We're full. We don't need any more. You know, I don't want Puerto Rico either or any other state.
What about Greenland?
Why? Why do we need Greenland?
Well, Greenland's kind of important.
Okay. But
strategically.
I understand that. But why do we? Why does it have to
and minerals?
We're big enough.
Yeah, but we don't have those minerals here.
That's okay. So then let's make a deal with Greenland to get the minerals. We don't need to annex Greenland into the United States.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but we could.
Yeah. I suppose we could. Yeah. Well, that's
the Gulf of Merca.
Yeah, that's, since we have the story up here.
The Gulf of Merca.
After President Trump imposed tariffs on Canada Tuesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made an extraordinary statement that was largely lost in the fray of the moment.
Yep.
Quote, the excuse that he's giving for these tariffs today of fentanyl is completely bogus, unjustified, false. What he wants to see is a total collapse of the Canadian economy because that will make it easier to annex us.
That's Trudeau?
Yeah.
Isn't he out of there in about 3 days?
He I think he was just replaced yesterday.
Oh, really? So shut up.
Well, the new guy is not any different.
And then, I don't care.
And then they're eventually going to have a formal election to replace him altogether. And that's...
So this guy is not even elected.
This guy is temporary, yeah.
So another dictator.
Yes. Because Trudeau's party is the ruling party, they got to pick the guy, and then there's going to be
like
an election.
Zelensky?
And, yeah, I know. They do things differently in Canada, and it's...
GFY, buddy.
Let's look up the new fellow.
Good for you. No?
Go.
Mark Carney is the guy's
name. Mr. Trudeau. Go GFY.
And this is because Trudeau is stepping down.
Yeah.
He's just tired or?
No. Oh, no. Too much.
Iron poor blood.
Canada is having some real problems right now, and he's mostly responsible for them.
Ooh,
and Canada. Then, so the population is like, we don't want this anymore. So he had to step. So he has resigned. This other guy
felt that way about Biden, but he didn't step down.
I know. But like I said, they do things differently in Canada. Trudeau basically had a no confidence vote, and that was like, there's nothing he can do anymore. Wow. So they had to get him out.
That sounds like maybe a good thing.
Yeah, but not the.
We'll see.
He's been replaced by former central banker Mark Carney, and he will succeed Justin Trudeau as prime minister. And yada yada yada. Canada's in trouble, and blah blah blah. There's going to be some changes there, et cetera. But
you know, I mean, for me again, all the rhetoric, NATO, all of this, we've been paying their NATO bill. And they have almost zero military.
No, zero. The military they have is actually very good.
Oh, is it?
They're not terrible soldiers. No, they've joined us in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, I'm not going to knock Canada for not participating in certain things when they've been asked to. I mean, their troops have certainly acquitted themselves very well. So I have no beef against Canada. I mean, Rush is my favorite band, for heaven's sake, and they're from Canada. But I definitely don't like Mr. Trudeau.
What does that have to do with anything?
Rush is a Canadian band.
I know.
Yeah. So it's like I have friends in Canada. So I can respect Canada's existence and what their people offer. They're all afraid of the dark, but that's okay. Who isn't?
Canadians are afraid of the dark?
That's a joke, yeah. It's a joke because parts of Canada don't see a lot of sunlight. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, you know, you Canadians are afraid of the dark. And they get very upset when you tell them that, which only kind of makes it funnier.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I was at a friend's party one time, this was a couple years ago, and his sister lives in Canada. So she was there for a visit, and she was already drunk when I got there. So I said, hey, is it true that Canadians are afraid of the dark? And she sticks a middle finger in my face and then didn't understand why I thought that was so funny. And
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, so she...
So that's like a thing.
It is, yeah. If you meet
a good buddy who's from Canada.
Oh, so. then say, I hear you guys are afraid of the dark. Yeah. You know, yeah, and watch him just lose his mind.
My little sister is actually became a Canadian citizen.
So wow.
She lives in Montreal.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And when she was very young, she, well, not very young, but right when she got out of college, she went to live in Paris, stayed there for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
She spoke very, very good French. Mm-hmm. And then she came back one Christmas and she goes, you know, I think I want to get out of Paris. You know, it's kind of like New York City. It's mm-hmm. just big, big, big city. Mm-hmm. This and that. It's just, you know, I've been there 20 years, da, 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 da. And I had a buddy over who actually was an ex-Mountie, just as an aside. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you know, I think I'm going to move to Montreal. And I said, have you been to Montreal? She goes, no. But they speak French there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to move halfway around the world because they speak French. And my buddy, who was a Mountie there, he said, are you kidding me? You've never been there. It's one of the coldest places on the face of the earth. It's like, it's a tough place to live, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, she moved there and she's been there ever since.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we don't want Canada. Canada can stay where it's at. And, I don't want Greenland either. So just make a deal for the minerals and call it good.
Oh, good.
We're up on a break, so we'll be back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com.
Yeah.
It's just Drake, Ziggy, and Coach today, no Scott. Email us at drakeandscott3t@gmail.com. Spell it all out, add the third T. Or you can just leave a comment on Spotify. That works too. We get those now and then, mostly from the same guy. A friend of mine, Jerome. Thank you for listening, Jerome. He likes to leave a comment after every show.
God bless you, Jerome.
That's right. And I should hang on. I got to do this because Jerome would he'll get mad at me if I don't do this.
Why are you gay?
He loves that. he was the one that said you got to bring back the why are you gay guy, and I was like, okay, nice. Do that.
He's a good fixture
just for you, Jerome.
Why are you gay?
He runs his own website company. In fact, he did. He made the modifications to my website, briandrakebooks.com, so that we can host the show and send it elsewhere.
Nice.
And so he did an amazing job on that. And
doesn't that make you gay?
We did a lot. Did some ads for him, as you all might remember.
Is anyway. He gay?
No, he's not. Oh. But he loves this.
So who is gay?
Yeah, he loves. You know. I've known him since high school, so he's been a good pal. Americans are having trouble making their car payments. Americans missing their car payments at the highest rate in more than 30 years, according to Fitch Ratings. 6.56% of subprime auto borrowers were at least 60 days past due on their loans in January, the most since the agency began collecting the data in 1994. The findings highlight the financial strain many Americans are feeling as rising costs and high interest rates make it harder to keep up with their bills. I remember when I sold cars, we started, you know, it was like late 07, early 08, we started seeing stuff like this happening, a lot of repos and stuff, and ultimately it led to the big 08 crash. So I'm not saying the same thing is coming, but are we heading for a tougher economic time here until we get things squared away, or what?
Well, so I'm in construction, mm-hmm. and it's slow right now. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
Tons of work out there, but a lot of the end users and GCs and developers are really, really slow to pull the trigger on starting these jobs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got contractors that got, you know, ink contracts ready to go, and they're not starting. But I think the other thing is, and it has to do with the construction industry as well, but certainly with cars, the cost of money is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. These interest rates, you know, if they don't come down, it's not going to be fun.
And it's like the car payments, it seems like it's the easiest thing to let go because you need to cover other stuff. And so that's Not a good sign.
That's the easiest thing to let go. You still got to get from point A to point B.
I know, but it just seems
the payment part of it.
It just seems like if we're not going to pay something, the car is the first thing on the list. And, you know, just from my experience, it doesn't lead anywhere good, because once you start getting behind, you know it's hard to catch up, and then of course everything explodes. But hopefully we don't have that kind of crash. But
thank you.
High car prices combined with higher interest rates have driven monthly payments upward and have put pressure on consumers across the income and credit score spectrum, according to the researchers. The cost of buying a new car has risen more than $10,000 since the pandemic, from roughly $38,000 in 2020 to more than $48,500 in 2025.
I guess that depends on the car, really.
It does, but yeah, but a lot of dealers are sitting on inventory that's over six figures, especially with the big trucks now.
Yeah,
and I mean, dealer markup is
stupid.
One problem. But then the cars themselves coming in at the much higher prices is the other problem, and it's why the used car market has exploded to where, you know, my Corvette, I'll have that paid off in December. It's worth a little bit more than what I paid for it. So it's like I've been earning money the last 6 years driving that thing.
It's not worth more than you paid for it. You can sell it for more than it was.
I can sell it for just a little bit more than I paid for it. But basically, my point is, I haven't lost any money on that car.
Yeah,
you know, because of the.
Well, you probably had at one point, and now that's changed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, as of right now, which is, if I were to sell it, I could sell it for, you know, $40,000 and come out ahead.
Nice.
Before I got the Cybertruck, before I was selling my Model 3, mm-hmm. I could have made money.
Right.
And then I waited too long, and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I still, you know, the used car market is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those $2,000 to $3,000 Camrys are gone now. Those are now $5,000 to $6,000. So it's, every now and then I think it's time to sell the vet, get a nice old Lexus from 1998. And cause my mechanic can fix those blindfolded. And just
get an electric car that you don't have to fix.
I can't do
electric.
And
then some solar. And
I can't
then
do
then it's free.
Yeah, I can't do electric. Yeah, I just can't. I gotta have
combustion.
I've got to have combustion. Yeah.
Well, you have plenty of that all on your own.
Internal combustion, you mean? No. Are you saying I'm gassy?
Something like that.
Trump canceling military exercises in Europe. You know, speaking of NATO, this is actually pretty important. The United States has told its allies that it does not plan to participate in military exercises in Europe other than what they've already scheduled for this year. So after this year, it's like you guys can do your war games on your own. The move, the latest in Donald Trump's pivot away from the bloc, would see America pull out of exercises beyond what's already scheduled. The withdrawal concerns exercises on the drawing board, and it means NATO countries will be forced to plan exercises without the participation of the U.S., which is the largest military in the alliance. Mr. Trump has repeatedly criticized NATO countries for not meeting the current goal of spending 2% of GDP on defense, arguing that the disparity puts an unfair burden on the United States. Mr. Trump told reporters, "When I came to NATO, when I first had my first meeting, I noticed that people weren't paying their bills at all, and I said I should wait till my second meeting, and I did, and I brought it up, and I said, if you don't pay your bills, we're not going to participate. We're not going to protect you." Has Europe been depending on the United States world police for too long?
World police.
But I mean, that's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was listening when they were talking about the Ukrainian thing. It's like, why would we let Russia do this? Like, it's our job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not our job.
Nope.
It's not. You know, now we've been way ready, willing, and able to do that job, mm-hmm. which at a trillions and trillions of dollars worth of deficit, it's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we cannot afford that.
Right. So let the Euros take care of themselves.
Well, it's your continent. Why are you letting, you know, when those guys are poking the bear saying, why are you letting him do this?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? He's your neighbor. Why are you letting him do this?
Why are you letting him?
Yeah. Now, the president is said to be considering prioritizing military exercises with member countries that are spending the set percentage of GDP on their defense.
Mm.
NATO, so dumb.
Yeah, NATO has to pay more. Trump said in January after taking office, it's ridiculous because it affects them a lot more. We have an ocean in between us. So they should be spending more because they're closer to whatever the threats are.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, we need
you're closer.
We need to hit water prices here because this is, you know, we talk about electricity prices always going up. Now in San Diego, they're going to start paying more for water. Millions of Californians are set to see a significant water rate hike over the next few years, with prices for essential water supplies jumping by double-digit percentage points. In one large city, cumulative increases could see prices jump about 70% just in the next 5 years. San Diego County, the second largest county in California by population, will see its water rates jump 14% just this year, according to the San Diego County Water Authority. The public water agency, responsible for providing the majority of water to nearly two dozen area municipalities, including the city of San Diego, currently imports the majority of its water from elsewhere. The utility blamed the hikes on increased costs to import water, among other issues. Those costs handed from a supplier directly to a consumer are known as pass-through costs. So there's always an excuse.
Yeah.
We have to charge more because of X, and there's nothing you can do about it because we control, one group controls all the water. So they just like one company controls all the electricity. This is good, right? Yeah. But Coach just rolled his eyes into the back of his head. Yeah. Oh, my
God. We have such That's a surplus ridiculous. Of water yeah. on the West Coast. It is, for years and years and years, I've just, you know, again, we have every river in the Pacific Northwest pours into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
They had talked about doing some damming and doing some pipelines straight down the coast, the West Coast of the United States. More water than free water. Than,
right.
I mean, now, of course, you have to build a pipeline and all that stuff, and that's not free.
Yeah.
But we have an abundance of water.
Right.
We have a mismanagement of the water.
Exactly.
That we have.
There yep. is no excuse
there's
for...
There's no shortage. There's right. And I mean, even in the drought years, there's no shortage mm-hmm. of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
And there's no excuse for this. Is if we would make those investments, and then we wouldn't have this problem, but we refuse to make yeah. those investments.
And now we're starting, you know, and then you got the smell. Don't forget about the smell.
I know.
Don't forget about the smell.
Yeah. And so we got to save the little microscopic fish creatures. Yes. And,
but everybody loves to talk about that, especially the, you know, these bleeding heart dams that talk about, you know, and you know, that is, that smelt is a non-indigenous fish to the Delta. Although it's called the Delta smelt,
mm-hmm.
but it's not indigenous to the Delta. Shouldn't be there
God.
At all.
Yeah.
But we're letting LA burn because of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So San Diego first, the rest of California later.
Oh my gosh.
And what are we going to do about it? I mean, you know,
here's the thing that really bugs me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm a California boy. I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
Always have. I've been all over the world, lived different places, spent time in a lot of different places. There's nowhere else I want to be.
I know. And having been elsewhere, it's like, yeah, I'm not moving. Take my guns, tax my money. I'm staying here.
But I mean, so many people I know is like, I'm going to Idaho. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going to Texas yeah. and all this stuff. And there's always a trade-off, right?
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Most of them are miserable. You know, it's like, yeah, so I tolerate this. So other than, you know, what is the alternative other than just mass exodus has happened in California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we turn it around? Because, I mean, if this state was a red state, it'd be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It know? Would, yeah, yeah, it would be.
I mean, it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had some kind of intelligent leadership in this state, the people that didn't have their head up their ass, it mm-hmm. would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have the stat, but our GDP, Californians, is like just California
right.
is like crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why whenever there is some sort of economic problem, we usually feel it last. And because of that, I remember doing 08 and 09, a lot of people are like, well, what's the problem? Everything here is fine. It's like, well, that's because California's last. We're going to feel it. It's just, you know, everyone else is getting it first. And so, we are kind of sheltered here, I think, from a lot of that stuff because the state GDP is so big. Yeah. Mm. But my wife and I like to go to Texas to see her father, and it's like, yeah, I can buy a machine gun there, but the bugs are as big as your fist. The weather sucks, and it's just no, not doing it.
It's funny. I heard an interview the other day. So Governor Haircut has a new podcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh great.
Yeah, we got 1 minute, so
brand new podcast. Yeah. And his first guess who his first yeah, guest was
Charlie Kirk.
No, was it Kirk?
He was one of because it
was
some...
Kirk or Tucker. Maybe it was Kirk.
I think it was Kirk.
Maybe it was Kirk. Yeah. And it was a brilliant, you know what? And he is swinging so far, at least in rhetoric.
Yeah,
because to the middle,
right? Because he has to get because the LA fires are really going to hurt him. And he's got to get ready for 28. And
that's, yeah. I mean, it is, and it is so, I mean, know. Just chameleon.
I know.
Disgusting.
I know.
Verp in your mouth, ridiculousness. That, and, you know, it's funny because they have a pretty nice little exchange. Mm-hmm. And then you listen to Charlie's podcast. Where yeah. he breaks it down yeah, like the next okay. day.
I'm going to have to look that
and
up.
And he just riffs. He was like, oh, he didn't really mean that. Yeah. He didn't mean that. But, you know, and he gave him props where they were due. But it's just him being him.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that frightens me.
It does. Really,
I mean.
I agree. Well, we're up on a break. We got Women Behaving Badly, Coach's Corner, Ziggy's Riffs coming up. I don't know. Is somebody going to do Scott's third tee today or his post-game wrap-up, or are we just going to let that go?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's play it by ear. All right, back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. No Scott today. And our final segment here, we have Women Behaving Badly, Coach's Corner, and Ziggy's Riffs. And if someone wants to take on Scott's post-game report, then you are certainly invited to, whichever one of you would like. But let's go to Florida.
If you get inspired, you mean?
Yeah, right. Let's go to Florida, where an Orlando woman was arrested after attacking a man on Thursday, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Her weapon of choice was a Pringles can. Orange County Deputy Adams said he responded to a physical fight at a 7-Eleven gas station on International Drive in Orlando. Quote, I arrived at the 7-Eleven and eventually made contact with the victim, who was later identified by his Florida driver's license as Martin Milburn. Martin stated that the assailant, Shanika Serdal, struck him in the eye with a Pringles chip can and took off running. While speaking with Martin, I observed that he had a significant cut on his right eyebrow and below his eye, causing him to bleed. A 7-Eleven employee witnessed the incident and provided a sworn statement. Quote, a male customer got hit in the head by a can of Pringles. All the guy was doing was informing me of another male customer that was lying down on the side of the building. Serdal was located just south of the 7-Eleven and detained. So, congratulations, Shanika Serdal. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award. And who knew that a can of Pringles could cause so much damage?
Well, but was she really a woman, or did she just identify as?
Oh no, there's a. I just closed the story, but yeah, there's a mugshot of her, and she's. You, a healthy looking woman.
100%. Yeah. You presume to be able to tell?
No, that's it's a woman
by looking at her.
She's you know, white, blonde.
By looking at her face?
Yeah, white, brown hair. She looks like she hasn't missed any meals. I mean, you know, it's meals. So anyway, but yeah, just whacking people with a Pringles can. Who knew? So, Ziggy's Riffs.
Well,
what's coming out of the joke book today?
In a good technology joke.
All right.
So here's a fun fact. Spiders are the only web developers who love finding bugs.
Okay.
Please hit the button. Please hit the button.
Why are you gay?
Thank you.
No, that's a good one, though. I like that one.
I'll be here all week.
All right. Coach's Corner.
You know, I wanted to attempt the third T.
Oh, you want? Okay, go for it.
But, you know, I was struggling to find the T word, so
okay.
It won't be a third T. I just, you know, all the stuff, especially as the rhetoric starts to ramp up, you know, people of good conscience, I mean, Dems, Republicans, humans, mm-hmm. you know, all this cancel culture BS and, you know, the stuff with Elon and all this, it's like we cannot continue like we are going. We can't. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's unsustainable. And the more I listen to this Dem crap that's coming off the hill, it's just like they're bound and determined to run us into the ground.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And it's just like, at what point are humans going to go, okay, yeah, we went,
that's enough.
We went way off the rails. Mm-hmm. We really did. And, you know, I mean, again, the fact that not one Democrat, when they, you know, and this was the vote to vote mm-hmm. on the men and women's sports
right,
thing.
Right.
Every single Democrat voted no to not have a vote on yep. that.
Yeah.
And that is.
It's just mind boggling.
Insanity.
Yeah.
It's literally insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, with good conscience, anybody who's voting for those people in those states.
Exactly.
You must, none of you people must have children mm-hmm. or none of you must have daughters.
Right.
I have three daughters. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And if my daughter was competing in a sport, yeah.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah. It would be a huge problem.
Do you have a coach's quote today?
I do. This is brought to you by Babe Ruth. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run.
Mm. Nice. I like it.
Keep going.
Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Y'all be good to each other.
And Mary, throw your hat in the air.
Meow.